Welcome to Expectant Faith Devotionals, a daily application of faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. The church's specific message from God: these things says he who is holy, he who is true, he who has the key of David, he who opens and no one shuts and no one opens. Revelation chapter 3, verse 7. The book of Revelation given to John the Apostle was directed to the church, the living body of Christ, and specifically to individual churches located in Asia Minor. The condition and needs of the seven individual churches at that time were different. Only the Lord himself knew the true issues at hand and their remedy. The Lord's objective in having John write to these churches specific messages was both overwhelming and direct. He summarized this reason when he declared, "Behold, Christ is coming with the clouds, and every eye will see him, and even they who pierced him, and all the tribes of the earth will mourn because of him, even so, amen." The church's role in reaching the multitudes for Christ before he comes again is enormous, even impossible without the intervention of God. So why does the Lord address this book of the Revelation, which means the unveiling, to the church? It is that the church as a whole and every individual member of it realize the greatness of the calling of God, the seriousness of the hour, and the understanding that there is a spiritual warfare at hand concerning the lost souls of men. It has been over 2,000 years since the coming of Christ in Bethlehem and his crucifixion on Calvary. Biblical history has taken us beyond the age where God's primary means of reaching the world with the message of salvation was through the nation of Israel. When Pentecost occurred after Jesus' death and resurrection, the church, the living body of Christ, was born, every member being born of the Spirit of God. The testimony of the righteousness, grace, and mercy of God to save the lost would be committed to this church, Christ's body, his bride. During the ministry of Christ and just before his ascension into heaven, he gave to his disciples, soon to become the first members of his church by virtue of the Spirit of God, a commission which would envelop the entire world. He told them, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." The Christ, who has made the members of his church kings and priests to his God and Father, worthy to receive the glory and dominion forever and ever, has declared that he is coming again. He is coming first for his bride to take her unto himself without blemish, fault, or failure. She is perfect, complete in him, and altogether beautiful in his sight. She has become as he is, holy and filled with the very eternal life of Christ. Christ is coming also again for all others who have not believed or lost, who do not know him. John writes the Lord's words when he says that every eye will see him, even they who pierced him. It will not matter if one is alive and does not know him, or one in the past has not believed. Every soul will come before God. Everyone will see him clearly with unobstructed sight, overwhelmingly convicted of the weight and meaning of such a sight. In that day, Christ will not be coming for his bride, but to bring all lost souls to an accounting for their sins as they behold the perfectly righteous one. John goes on to say, all the tribes of the earth will mourn because of him. Only as the church and every member of it abides in Christ will the great commission be accomplished. Dear Father, fill us with Christ. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks for listening to this broadcast. If you would like to read the text, listen to other devotionals, or comment on the message, please contact us at expectantfaith.com or at WhatsApp, +27 72 641 4475. Sponsored by Expectant Faith Devotionals.